Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. The other day I saw something about an animal matchup, lion versus ostrich, who would win? And we got to chatting about that, and we have some awesome matchups for you today. We're going to talk about
who would win.
My favorite, hands down, I thought it was lion versus ostrich, but it's the bear versus Justin Bieber. I found an article. So good. 42-year-old fellow in Russia. This is in 2014, in the end of the summer 2014. He was attacked by a bear. He's walking to his fishing hole thinking he's just having a chill afternoon, and he was not, because he was attacked by a brown bear. And the bear was winning, and his daughter's ringtone came on, and the bear panicked. And it was Justin Bieber's baby. His daughter was a troll, and she set her ringtone on his phone. What 42-year-old wants the Bieber's baby? But it saved his life, because the bear is like freaked out and ran away. Justin Bieber saved this man's life and his trollish daughter.
Wow, who knew that bears were so easy to...
It's the Biebs. You saved the day. Thank you, Justin Bieber.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know how you're going to follow that.
You know how I'm going to follow that? I'm going to talk about the honey badger.
That is a good follow.
So there's a whole bunch of memes about how Honey Badger just doesn't care and that sort of thing. So my matchup is Honey Badger versus everything.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't know, I feel like a Honey Badger is if a Humvee and a skunk and a rage quit had a baby, that would be a Honey Badger. So they're related to skunks. And so they've got sharp teeth and thick, lion-proof skin, and they have stinky anal glands.
Mm.
They'll attack a beehive full of killer bees for honey.
Wow, really?
They're nocturnal. They're secretive. They're super wild. But when they're not in the wild, mm-hmm. we've got Stoffel.
Stoffel.
Yes. Stoffel is a honey badger at Moholoholo, which is a wildlife rehab center in South Africa. There's a mm-hmm. BBC special all about him, which I've put on the website. Stoffel was a honey badger that was accustomed to people when he was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And he was brought into the center with two females, and the two females were rehabilitated and they went back to the wild. Stoffel just didn't go. And so he's super dangerous because he isn't afraid of people or anything. They put him in a new pen. He broke out of the pen, attacked a group of lions, got mauled. He was in the vet hospital for like 2 months.
Wow.
The day he got out, he went back to the lion pen.
Wow.
He's just crazy. I mean, and this seems
and
to
be... And
he
doesn't win?
The second time it was kind of to a draw. He got in and the lions were like, we don't want anything to do with this guy.
He's no, really thank crazy.
You. Back He's off. Super crazy. No. So after that, they decided, okay, let's make a better enclosure. So they 4.5 foot tall, thick concrete walls.
Wow.
And, you know, all the way around except for a...
Giant concrete fish tank.
Yeah. Except for a fence, you know, a chain link kind of fence gate.
Yeah.
First night in there, he climbed the trees and got out. So then they took the trees out.
So he had to make a 5 foot jump. Like he just launched out of a tree.
Yeah. So they pulled all the trees out. Then he took all the rocks in the enclosure, piled them up, used that to climb the wall.
He's a diabolical villain.
So then they took the rocks out. Somebody left a rake in there. And there's video footage of him getting the rake on his back. He kind of humps the rake over to the corner, stands the rake up in the corner, and climbs the rake and gets out.
Wow.
Oh. And he was mixing dirt in his enclosure with water, making mud balls. And stacking them up to get out.
I am pretty sure, like, he was exposed to some crazy radiation and
just wicked smart. And they're very determined and extremely stubborn. They gave him a female to keep him company. And he taught her how to break out.
Wow. I think if Brain Junk ever makes a t-shirt, it's going to be a honey badger that says Team Stoffel on it or something like that.
Yeah, because they're unstoppable.
That's amazing.
And to go along with this honey badger versus everything. So now you're going to mm-hmm. be talking about ostriches versus lions.
Yeah.
Well, there is a lot of footage of honey badgers versus lions.
Yeah.
There's one that I also have a link to. The honey badger wanders into a pride.
Yeah.
And all the adult lions were like, yeah, okay, that's fine, dude. You do what you do, you man. Well, four cubs, like juveniles, thought, oh, this would be perfect. We'll practice on this guy how to hunt.
Yeah.
It's this 30-minute long thing where he's picked up and carried, and he's hissing at them and they keep attacking him. At one point, one of the cubs has his entire head in. This isn't Stoffel. This is a different honey badger. The whole head was inside the lion's mouth, which I thought was not wise on the lion's part, right?
No.
Because the honey badger would probably just crawl in and eat you from the inside out. But he ends up getting away.
Wow.
Yeah. And looking not much the worse for wear.
That is amazing.
So I don't care what you match your honey badger up against. I have a feeling that they're going to win.
Yeah. The one thing I did read when I was searching, I saw honey badger versus wolverine. And they said your one weapon against the honey badger or the wolverine is they're gluttonous. You feed them to death. You just keep throwing food at them. But I think once they're in a significant level of angst, it's over for you. Right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There was some documentary where... I think it was a wolverine. It ate a guy's flashlight.
Wow.
You know, like he stuck it down the hole and then it just ate his flashlight. And he was like, okay, then, you know, you can have it. I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Let's move on to hornets versus honeybees.
Yes. I would like to tell you about hot bee balls. I'm going to say that like 32 more times. And I want you to know that the esteemed institution of the National Geographic are the ones that coined the phrase hot bee balls. I don't know if they coined the phrase, but they used it in a printed article. The Asian giant hornet versus Japanese honeybees is what we're going to talk about. Hornets, as most of you know, they have that exoskeleton that is hard and crunchy, and little bees are fuzzy and soft and cute and plump looking. So if hornets decide they're going to go after honeybees, the hornets win as a general rule around most of the world. However, in Asia, the Japanese honeybee has got a workaround. They would still be, if the hornets could get to them, they for sure would still. Hornets have stingers. The honeybees can't penetrate their shell. Still would lose. But the Japanese honeybee, they will swarm around the hornets and they will get going in this crazy ball of bees around the hornet. And they can bring the temperature around that hornet up to 117 degrees. They death hug this hornet. It dies because it
overheats. Boil
it. Yes, they
oh
cook
my
it.
Gosh.
Yeah. Fuzzy, cute little bumblebees killing the hornets. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my gosh.
So that's the only win for the honeybees around the world versus hornets.
Wow.
And apparently there's something in their brain they've studied, because this is such a weird, interesting phenomenon. Scientists have looked at what is happening there. Is there a genetic thing? And their brains seem to be the same until they start swarming and it starts heating up. And then they were able to see some discernible change in brain activity around that. So they don't know why or how they know to do this.
Well, how do the bees not get cooked? I mean, are they...
That was the question.
Like switching in and out of who is where? Because this must be like a lot of bees
hot.
To do
yeah.
that.
Enough that they can... Yeah. So they don't quite know.
Wow.
It's kind of magical.
I love nature.
Yeah. I think you're winning.
Oh, I don't know. It's not a competition, but I am winning. No.
It's always a competition. That's actually one of my, I think we should finish off with who would win, Trace or Amy, because we both have a little bit of a foot in the martial arts world. I think it's Trace because she's been at it longer, more practical experience. I think she could take me down, but I think there would be significant blood loss. It would be a stalemate. We'd be wrapped in a pretzel in the driveway.
Someone please call 911.
Neither of us can surrender.
Well, how about lion versus ostrich?
I was very surprised to see that ostrich is a win, because I have seen the ostrich portrayed in cartoons as it's hiding its head underground, and it seems like a meek sort of animal, but it is apparently not. I watched a video of it pursuing a leopard, and they're much bigger than I thought. It can be up to 9 feet tall.
And they can run really fast, too.
Yes, up to 45 miles an hour with a sprint. And they have these giant wings. And so it was flapping and it kept, like, come at me, bro, at the leopard. And the leopard kept, like, it's a bird. How hard does this be? Because so the leopard kept kind of coming back around, and it couldn't do it. That is the same for lions, because lions, 5 to 8 feet long, they can be really big, 350 pounds. They're huge, up to 500 pounds. So they're very big and they're fast and bitey and they've got the claws. However, ostriches are, like I said, 9 feet tall. They can also be really heavy, and they have 4-inch claws on a cloven hoof. And apparently their kick alone can kill the lion. That is crazy.
That is some ninja kicking.
Yeah. And they do not bury their heads in the sand. What they do is they go into stealth mode and try to look like a different shape. And so they tuck their head down on the ground. And so suddenly their silhouette's different and they don't look like, they'll maybe look like a bush or something in the...
Instead of an ostrich.
Not something with big straight lines in it that's unusual.
Hmm.
They blend in better. Ostrich camouflage.
There was a video that I haven't been able to find again. I'm going to have to look for it for you and see if we can get it on the website. Of an ostrich that is on a farm or a wildlife refuge. Mm-hmm. And it's in a pen. And you know how cats sometimes get crazy? And they start running around like wacky people, you know, and
they just got to get it out.
Yeah, they just got to get it out. Well, this ostrich does that and he takes off and it's like 5 minutes. And you want to talk about maneuverability, you know, he's sticking these wings out and taking super sharp, almost 90 degree turns in this
really fast
pen, super fast, and zipping here and zipping there. And that really kind of brought home the, man, if they wanted to go after you.
That would be scary.
It would be terrifying. Yes.
Yep. But they can be bros with like zebras and antelopes. It's not unusual for them to live in harmony with other animals. But if there's a threat, the ostrich will subdue it.
Speaking of changing your shape to look a little different, we're going to talk about ants for a second. So ants are super cool, right? They can lift up to 50 times their body weight. That'd be like me picking up a car. And they hear with vibration. So it's almost like a super sense. It's allowing them to hear things much farther away than we can.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about the spiders that pretend to be ants.
I feel like that's so much worse.
So ants versus spiders, this is kind of like your honeybee versus the yellow jacket.
Yeah.
One-on-one, if you have a spider and they wander into a group of ants, the group of ants are going to take down that spider. You know, some ants might die, but there's so many of them. You know, they're super aggressive. They're going to attack in a bunch. Yes. So ants versus spider, that way ants are going to win.
Okay.
But there are 300 species of spider that pretend to be ants.
300?
Yes. Now, most of them are doing it to avoid being eaten by things that are looking for spiders. But if they see something that looks like an ant, they're not going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their bodies have evolved so that they look like they're three-segmented like ants do.
I was just going to ask about that.
And they will walk in kind of the wandery pattern that ants have when they're looking for a trail.
Ooh.
And they use, you know, front two of their eight legs
and
pick them up and wave them around so they look like antenna. It's freaky. You're like, well, it's an ant, spider, you know.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
But so there are spiders, the ones that pretend to be ants to hunt. Oh, my gosh. It's so amazing.
They're infiltrating.
There's a picture of one that I've put on there where he's lifted up his front two legs and crossed them so that his legs look shorter. And it's like, ooh, look, antenna, I'm an ant. And it will infiltrate the ants, jump on one, bite it, attach a drag line, and jump away. And it drags the ant away with it while it waits for the ant to die. And they're away so they can't get attacked by the other ants.
Wow. I'm reminded of the scene in Shaun of the Dead where they're pretending to be zombies kind of badly, but it works.
Exactly.
Wow. That's
so, you know, my son was saying, you know, you got these ants wandering around and they're like, whoa, you are a really big ant, but okay.
Hey,
you
bro.
Know, you do you. Wow. There's another spider that will bite the ant and then lift it up above its head. So it looks like an ant.
A power lifter.
Well, no, like an ant carrying a dead ant out of the colony.
I'm just cleaning up here, buddies.
Yeah, don't mind me. I've just got Bertha. She died. Oh, no. And then off they go.
Wow. That is stealthy and amazing.
I know. So as much as I don't like spiders, to watch them move or walk or do anything spidery, super cool.
Yes, that's an amazing adaptation. That's very clever. Wow. I'm so much more creeped out by spiders than I used to be.
Right? And now I think when summer comes around and I see ants, although we don't have any of these here, I think I'm still going to be like, that could be just a whole herd of spiders pretending to be ants.
Now ants are worse too. Already, if I approach a nest of ants, my toes like tingle and my legs, I physically almost can't control that urge to move away from them. And now it's worse.
Well, given that, and we don't have these here either, here's a little tidbit on fire ants. So I lived in Georgia for 2 years and they do have fire ants down there, and they look just like sugar ants, except they're bright reddish color. And I was once talking to someone in a parking lot and I had on flip-flops and had my foot resting like on the concrete median and the grass.
Yeah.
And then it's this horrible hot jab pokey feeling. And then when one attacks, they all smell it and then they're like, rah, get it. And so they all just ran up my pant leg. It was very exciting.
Oh my gosh.
I was almost naked in a parking lot.
Wow. So it really is like the shows where like,
no, they mean
running
business.
And fleeing clothing.
Pretty
and
much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. So Ants versus Trace. Ants win.
For the win. Arrested for public indecency and hosed down in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, man. It was bad.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you won't be bored.